Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Sure is, and I'm pleased as punch because we've never had a modular synth in here of this sort of realm. Peter Hobbs has brought in a case here, probably sort of half a meter by 30 centimeters or something. With how many modules are in there?
24 or so modules. Yeah.
And we were just discussing how you you had like a master control, but you swapped it out for something else.
Yeah, I'd
imagine it's a constant trade-off, sort of changing your mind and just swapping things in and out.
I just wanted to get it into one small case, but I mean, it's for those who don't know anything about modular, it's like Sonic Lego.
Yes.
And you just kind of put your get your block that you want to do a certain function, and you just kind of put them together, and they will talk to one another through electricity. Which is cool. So you're just dealing with raw electricity talking to each Lego block, and together they can form an organic instrument. Mm. So you're basically designing your own sonic instrument out of Lego.
You are kind of making your own synthesizer, really. It's a fully customizable synthesizer.
That's the idea, Right. Explore the sonic realms that you're interested in.
Now, Peter, you've got a long sort of history of music composition, sound design. Is modular synth a constant part of that?
No, that was more recent. I was like a lot of guitarists out there, you know, you find yourself doing the same old things and you're not surprising yourself anymore. And I discovered modular, and it just opened up a whole new sound universe, really. It was really open and really challenging. Mm-hmm. So there's the technical side of how does a synth work and those kind of things, but there's I don't know, it's a really deep sonic exploration. You can go anywhere, and I love the way that people make the instruments their own as well. And the other thing is, if like a guitar is inert, you know, it sits in the corner until you pick it up and you start playing it, you pluck a string, or with the synthesizer, it's the oscillators are already making sound the whole time, and your job is to stop them if you can. So there's this constant push back from the instrument, so it's quite a different way of playing.
And it's so interactive as well with CV and whatnot. Everything can tell something else to what to do, and a gate can trigger something to open or do whatever.
No rules. It
can be quite random for an electronic device, right?
It can be. Brilliant. So, and then I think the joy is bringing in a little bit of control into the chaos, but having the chaos there, because that creates a lot of the character, and it makes it very organic, actually, having that chaos there, like nature.
Yeah, it makes it a one-off. Very hard to find the same patch that you had once before.
Yeah, and it actually reacts to climate change. As temperature goes up, everything goes out of tune.
Yeah, you're
very
running
organic.
you're running analog oscillators, I guess, and whatnot. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, Peter, I think we should just let you sort of get underway here. I'll put this at Unity,
I'll have a little noodle.
Right on. Brad.
Cheers.
That's still a little clamped on. Actually, it was lovely. We were hypnotized.
It feels it feels very, very Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the peeling, like, the peeling sounds that, like, comb over your head. Like, the stereo-ness of it is brilliant. And just the crisp sharpness of some of that stuff is very buzzy on the brain.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can go, yeah, I mean, you can be nice, warm, analog sensation, or it can be like, yeah, someone ripping your eyes out.
Yeah, how do you, very textual.
How do you go about deciding what components you get for, like, when you build a modular synthesizer?
I think the best advice I heard was start with one module, you know, and then understand exactly what that does. Right. Get one more, you know, so get an oscillator and then get a filter. And just with those two things, you can make, you know, a lot of sound and a lot of texture, especially if you've got a looping pedal or something like that. And because it's a really complex journey, it's exponential. Like, the more modules you get, it's exponential, the amount of different
bit more cables, bit more. What's the, how portable is this? Is it something you can, like, have you, I was curious to ask you this on air, have you taken it on a plane? Has it been a problem?
It's been on a plane. Overhead locker. The problem is when they scan it and they go, what the fuck?
It looks pretty gnarly, man.
Yeah, like, which wire do I cut?
Yeah.
I disarm the bomb. Yeah. They do look puzzled. Yeah. I've seen some great scans of them, actually. X-ray scans, they look great.
Right on. Somebody's saying, please bring Modular Synth Guy back every week. This is excellent. He's a magician. His name is Peter Hobbs.
Peter Hobbs, a while ago, you're in a band called Kitset.
Yes. Paddy and Frank.
Paddy and Frank.
Yeah.
Dunedin band.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with those guys or do any music with them?
I was saying to them recently, I was saying, come on, we've got some unfinished business. We've still got some tracks that we never quite finished recording about 20 years ago. And so it's hard. I've got three kids and they've got their own grooves going on.
In the late 90s, you were up for a bunch of BNED awards, like best album and that sort of jazz. And did you do some touring through Australia and Europe?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. We went through Germany and Australia and America with that band. It was a fantastic tour. It was a financial disaster, but it was it was a good time. And it was really strange too, because it was pre-internet. So you know, we're like calling up, or some places had email to contact to try and book gigs. But it was
just
madness trying to do it from here, trying to do it yourself. Yeah. We didn't know what the fuck we're doing.
Have you played many shows just strictly modular, or are you finding there's much of a scene here, or is it growing, or what's the vibe?
We've been doing the last couple of years, we're doing free concerts in Western Springs Park quite regularly. And
so, like, battery powered situations or
generators and batteries? Cool. I've been trying to make it solar powered, actually, so we can do it that way. But we have been using generators and setting up PA and having five or six performers come in. And
that must be interesting for people walking past.
Yeah, it's joyous. Yeah. Yeah, you get walkthroughs and then you get a bunch of people who just come along because they just love the
crowd. What about the swans? Any trouble with the swans?
Geese and bastards. They're fucking grunty. We've got to employ someone full time.
They're so grunty.
Just to record them, actually. To put them into modular.
Somebody's asking where you can see Peter live.
So at the Festival of Modular coming up on October 24th. So if you go to Under the Radar and look, just do a search on modular synthesizer, it's probably the only thing that'll come up. And there's going to be seven performers, New Zealand's top performers. Someone coming up from Palmerston North.
Wicked.
To do that. There's Jason from Avon Synths is coming up as well from Christchurch.
I've got Modern Chair Harmonic, aka Peter Hobbs, Cam and Justin Waka, Georgia, Distance Herringson, and Mercury Plaza. Yeah.
Actually, if anyone is on Facebook out there, which is probably unlikely, but check out Modern Chair, actually.
Oh,
have a
brilliant.
Look at his stuff, because it's
it goes
fantastic.
Hard, a little bit more gabber. Grunty, though. Grunty.
He goes hard.
It's brilliant. Did a Friendly Potential mix that was aired on BFM. You know, go over, listen to that.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, that true. And so we've got, that's the night, so it goes from ambient to techno.
Oh, brilliant.
Seven performers, and during the day, we're doing an educational kind of workshops. You can come along and learn how to put together your own synth, or how to integrate them into your computer music situation. And we've got five different speakers talking about modular as well, so it's going to be a whole day of it.
What a treat.
Geeking out on modular.
It's great. It sounds like a cool little community, you know.
Oh, it's choice. Yeah, it's a good bunch of people. Yeah, and often we just like clock them all together and we can just like jam together as well, which is really nice.
Oh, that's mint. And tickets are $35 and it's on October 24th.
Yes. Yes, come along.
Oh.
Awesome.
That's good. Thank you very much, Peter.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Are you okay with that? Would you like to have another hoon?
No, no, that's all right. I've been noisy enough for a day.
We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me in.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.